new terms for small solar projects across Montana might have been knowingly set to discourage development. That's based on a conversation caught last week on a hot mic during a mid-session break for a Public Service Commission meeting. Yesterday, I spoke with Billings Gazette reporter Tom Ludi about factors at the center of this issue. Tom, thanks for taking the time to speak with YPR today.
Thanks for having me.
So first, let's play a clip from that meeting.
Well, just the rate will be updated, but it's essentially a five-year rate. So it's going to probably kill QF development entirely.
Well, actually, the 10-year might do it, and if the price doesn't. And honestly, at this low price, I can't imagine anyone going to get into it.
No one.
So it becomes a totally moot point, because just dropping the rate that much probably took care of the whole thing.
So in this, who's speaking and what are they talking about?
Well, the first person speaking is Public Service Commission rate analyst Neil Templeton. He's on PSC staff. The second person is PSC Commissioner Bob Lake. And what they're talking about is what the commission had done that morning. And what they had done is adjusted rates and contract lengths for small qualifying facilities like solar and wind, but primarily solar.
And they cut those rates dramatically in that meeting last week.
Yes, they did cut them dramatically. They cut the rates about 40%. That's sort of what a utility has to pay, a small qualifying facility for its power. And they shortened the contracts considerably. Effectively, they shortened them to 5 years, down from 25.
So in your reporting on this, what do we need to know about that meeting to improve our understanding on as to what we just heard Commissioner Bob Lake and rate analyst Neil Templeton say on that recording?
The federal government requires the terms be set for these small projects. One of the things that that states were required to do was set a rate and a contract length, that basically, added some stability for these small producers.
Anything else that we should know, Tom?
Solar, up until recently, was not able to make them work out because solar was expensive. Solar panels were expensive. What happens between 2013 and really late 2015, early 2016 is the price of solar panels goes way down, way down. And suddenly that $66 a megawatt hour looks very doable for solar. And we start seeing interest in those terms from solar power developers. And they start applying to Northwestern to provide Northwestern with solar. Northwestern is not supposed to be able to turn these people down, right?
No.
So all of a sudden, these Northwestern start seeing these applications. They have basically 100 requests. Northwestern, by the spring of 2016, panics. And they go to the Public Service Commission and they say, hey, we need a timeout. We don't need all this electricity. And we don't like the terms. We don't like the terms because it's going to mean higher rates for our customers, right?
Right.
So this is what they do. So Northwestern comes in about late May of 2016, and they say, look, we want you to suspend this. Just stop it. Stop, suspend the terms for these small qualifying facilities. And by early June of 2016, the PSC obliges.
And then we heard a little bit of inside baseball on that hot mic of what those new terms might actually mean.
Yes, exactly. It was an acknowledgement by a commissioner and a PSC staffer that these new terms weren't really workable for solar.
And they knew that.
Yes.
Tom Ludi is a commodities and politics reporter for the Billings Gazette. Thank you for speaking with YPR, Tom.
Thank you.